Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to today's Bonus Cast Monday. Today, I am going to be listing my top 5 favorite Naruto characters in all of Naruto and Naruto Shippuden. So, let's get straight into it. Oh, don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like. And now, let's get straight into it. So, here, I have a list of 5 of my favorite characters in all of Naruto. All of Naruto. So, here we go. My first character, I'm going to be going from 5th, which is my 5th favorite character in the whole verse, which is incredible, but not better than 1st, obviously. So, my 5th favorite character is Gaara. Gaara, I rewatched Naruto Shippuden a couple times, and Naruto OG, and I realized something. The way Gaara fights is just so cool. Like, he'll have his arms crossed while he's fighting one of the most hardest people in all of the Akatsuki to kill. He'll just have his arms crossed, controlling his sand. It's just so cool. He's not like any other people fighting, because he's not relaxed. He's, you know, stressed out and anxious. He's got to beat this guy. No, Gaara's just chilling. I just love Gaara so much. However, OG Naruto Gaara was just awful. Oh my lord. I did not like Gaara in OG Naruto. Or at least very OG Naruto. So, like, Chunin exam. So, he wasn't great. He wasn't a great character. He was depressed, emo, basically the same thing as Sasuke, except worse at that time. And I didn't like him as a character, but Naruto Shippuden, he became the Tsuchikage, I think? Could be wrong about that, though. Yeah, I think so. And he's just super cool. He's obviously got Magna release, I think. He's able to control sand. And he had Shukaku, partly. Like, some of the way through Naruto Shippuden. But he got it ripped out of him. Okay, anyway. I just really like Gaara. I don't know. He's just so cool to me. But next up on our list is going to be Naruto. However, you guys might be like, Naruto, of course he's your favorite character. He's the main character of the whole story. You're kind of right. You're kind of wrong, too. I like Naruto pre and during Pain fight. His fight with Pain. Because after that, he just was able to get a demon fox inside him that gave him incredible power, and then he got blessed by God to get power, and then he became, okay, it's just a whole mess. Not really a mess, but it's just, I just don't like it, because Naruto is supposed to be about hard work, and when he was training on Mount When he was training on that mountain, some people might say, well, that wasn't that much hard work. Yeah, But he was still not, he wasn't getting blessed by gods. He was, I mean, yeah, he was sitting on a spike, but he could have fell at any moment. Yeah, I know. Paul had a stick to beat it out of him, and he had ointment to pull in the Jutsu Chakra to help him. And he could catch him with his tongue, but still, he's still training, and he's still working hard to try to acquire Sage Mode. Same thing as in OG Naruto, he was working hard to get his Rasengan down, so he could, well, get the first Hokage. Not really for that reason, though. He was just a super hard worker, and he didn't, and in fact, the Neji versus Naruto fight fully embodies that. However, Neji losing is kind of stupid, because Neji was, like, one of the most powerful people at that time in the Chunin exams, besides maybe Gaara and Rock Lee. But still, it just doesn't make sense how Naruto won, because, like, he's just, he had to fart and keep his face, and he just, okay. Anyway, Naruto worked hard. Now, oh, great, Naruto gets blessed by God. Congratulations. What do you want from me? And don't even get me started on Sasuke, because the only thing he worked hard for, and also Sasuke is definitely not on this list. I really don't like him that much, but, well, whatever. Okay, but Sasuke, alright, he worked for the Chidori, cool. He got his curse mark. He got his eyes. He got another set of eyes. Then he got more eyes. By God. Congratulations, you worked for nothing. Great, you just won the lottery. Nice job, Sasuke. But did you forget that the whole show is about hard work, not just stealing people's eyes and getting blessed with new ones? You forgot about this story, Sasuke, but anyway, this is about Naruto. Naruto worked hard for about 2/5 of the story, maybe? Something around there. And it's kind of sad to see him just stop working hard for all of his stuff, just get blessed every time he needs something. I mean, I know he's trapped in a dimension right now, but, you know, it's just sad. Moving on to someone that had the, oh my, okay, it's Madara. Now, I know he's a villain, and actually, there's another kind of villain on this list. But anyway, I will say something about Madara. He's a villain, but he is impossible to hate. He is just so dang cool. He went on a 1v20,000 and he won. You know what he said to the 5 Kage? Do you want my clones to use Susanoo or not? Yeah, and he, yeah, but the most disrespectful man on this planet Earth. And he got built up from the ground up. He was built up basically from the beginning of the story, since Obito was introduced, which was very early on. Well, when Madara was introduced, okay, never mind. When Obito/Madara was introduced, that's when Madara basically was building up. And it finally got to the point where he had all the power he desired. He had the 10 tails, he had 3 Rinnegan, including his Rinnegan Sharingan. He had truth-seeking orbs. He had everything he wanted. And then he gets stabbed by a very, very much inferior being to him, Black Zetsu. He just gets stabbed by his fist. Number one, I don't know how Madara didn't sense it and dodge it. And number two, didn't Madara take like a kick from Night Guy? Also, I'll give some honorable mentions before I mention my first. He took a kick from Night Guy, but he couldn't take a little like a punch that stabbed through his chest from Black Zetsu. A little weird to me. Just a little weird, but I'll let it slide. Yeah, and then he blows up. And then Kaguya. One of the most disrespected villains in all of Naruto. Just erupted from Madara. And then there it goes. See you later, Madara. Now, the sad thing about that is, I love Madara. He is just so cool. And especially, we don't actually, well, we might now, but we at the time, we didn't know what his Mangekyou Sharingan ability was, so it was just so ominous and cool. Freaking love that guy. But, we should probably move on to our number two spot. My boy, Itachi Uchiha. My boy, Kakashi Hatake. I almost just said Kakashi Uchiha. Oh, that would have been bad. Okay. Kakashi had one of the worst childhoods ever. Both of his friends died. One of them under a rock, and one of them he stabbed. Okay, and then he took his friend's eyes. And then Minato was like, this child is indescribably depressed. Let's channel that anger and throw him into the Anbu. So then he became an Anbu captain and met someone that's also going to be on this list, Itachi Uchiha, and they became really close friends. Yeah, so that was one of the worst childhoods ever. So then he decided to become a sensei, and then Naruto happens. Kakashi is just one of the coolest characters. There's nothing you can hate about this man. He's funny. He's mysterious. He's powerful. Because he had DMS, and then at the beginning of Boruto, well, I know we weren't going to include that, but this is just for evidence purposes. At the beginning of Boruto, he invented a new jutsu called Purple Lightning, which would be able to be used without a Sharingan. And he has significantly less chakra drain, which is cool. But Kakashi knows thousands of jutsu because he copied them. And some people might be saying, like, oh, but he lost his Sharingan. He might have lost his Sharingan, but the jutsus just didn't disappear. They're not temporary jutsu. He learned them. He didn't just steal them and, like, temporarily borrow them. No. He obtained them forever until he dies. And this man is just overall a really cool character. Okay. We've almost made it to our number one, but first off, we need to mention one honorable mention. Mike Guy and Broccoli, because they're kind of the same person. Except I'm going to go with Mike Guy. Mike Guy never got the moment he deserved to kill Madara. He never got it. I don't know why. That his kick bent space-time. And, yeah, he didn't even kill Madara. And, of course, then, Black Tetsu stabbed him, and blah, blah, blah. Just have Mike Guy kill him. And you know what? Just kill off Mike Guy as he's killing Madara. The perfect embodiment of hard work versus genius. But, nope. Mike Guy doesn't die, and he doesn't kill Madara. Yeah, now he's just crippled. Does nothing. Literally nothing. He's the most useless person ever. And it sucks. It really sucks, because Naruto, why did he use that stupid healing on Might Guy? But, whatever. At least he's still alive. Actually, no. At least he's, no. Sadly, he's still, okay, this sounds horrible. What I will say, though, is that it's time for the number one spot. And I kind of gave a little spoiler at the beginning. But it's Itachi Uchiha. Itachi Uchiha had the worst childhood. Okay, so he had a good childhood up until, what, maybe 12, 9? Something around there. And then he had to kill everybody. Now, I know he was killing the soldiers and, like, and Obito decided to deal with the women and children, but Itachi still was killing people, and his whole life goal was to not kill people. And that's, we already explained it, that's why he has his Matsurasu and Tsukiyomi, but anyway. The thing about it is, Itachi also had to go in the Anbu. And that's where he met Kakashi, of course. This was before, I kind of messed up the timeline, but he had to go in the Anbu. And the Anbu is like the worst place for a good person to go. Because you just kill people. That's all you do. And Itachi then had to murder his clan, make his brother hate him, had to go on life support, and eventually have his brother kill him. Only for Obito to swoop in and be like, yep, he was actually a good guy, so you should go destroy Konoha. Then he's like, you know what? That's a great idea. And then he just does it. Or tries, but fails. Yeah, like every time. You know what? I'm gonna mention something real quick. We never got Sage Mode Naruto versus Curse Mark Stage 2 Sasuke. It's so sad. But anyway, Itachi Uchiha has one of the coolest Sharingan abilities, like, ever. He has Tsukiyomi. Tsukiyomi is his own dimension where he can control anything. And then he has Amaterasu, which is less cool, if I'm gonna be honest with you. But hey, what can you do, you know? Nothing. You literally can't do anything. But I will say that I love Itachi, and I'm getting a statue of him. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to donate if you'd like, and write a review. And we'll see you guys in the next one, which will be tomorrow. Goodbye.